This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport. What is
it for? Absolutely. Good afternoon, folks. John Rappaport here. Our weekly confab. Big stories today. Very big stories. Let's start with yet another rally in the United States. Bandimere Speedway in Jefferson County, Colorado, of all places. Now, this is a place, as far as I can tell, the Speedway, Bandimere, that is actually owned by somebody. I mean, wow. A business that is owned by an identifiable human. Not the government, not some ruling council, not a private-public partnership, not whatever, but a family business, Bandimere Speedway. And from what I can gather, they had been negotiating with the authorities, the officials, on, you know, going back to work here. But no, couldn't do it, had to be shut down, et cetera, et cetera. We're talking about months of negotiation that went nowhere. And the owner appeared on the news and said, you know, finally we were down to pleading, and that didn't work. He said, so enough is enough. This is what I like to hear. Enough is enough. So they had a rally. Now, as far as I can tell, this was not a race with cars, et cetera, et cetera. This was people showing up, a whole lot of people, thousands of people at the Speedway with flags, smiling, no masks, sitting in the stands, walking around, showing that they, too, had had enough and they didn't like what was going on. Of course, then the news had to go to a public health official, and she was a little bit disturbed, and they were actually asking her, apparently, about what would be the difference between these people showing up at Bandimere Speedway and some kind of a protest where people were not wearing masks. Could you have one allowed and not the other? Well, you know, is a warning, and whenever people gather and so on, and it could be dangerous, and the virus and mumble jumble and PCR tests and transmission and testing, tracing, and I mean, yeah. And that was it. But nevertheless, the people showed up. A lot of people showed up. We need more. We need Berlin. There's the guy who owns it. We need Berlin. We need a million people in the streets. We need 460,000 bikers coming into Sturgis, South Dakota. Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, of course, has not locked down her state and never has, which makes her unique, a hero. Kristi, governor of South Dakota, hasn't locked down. They're after her now. She's taking the heat. Oh, we have to do more testing. And as we do more testing, of course, we get more positive tests and blah, blah, blah. That means infection. That means disease. That means death. That means this. Doesn't mean anything of the kind whatsoever, not even close. But this is what they're attacking her with. So my suggestion to her is, if it gets too bad as we go to break here, Christy, just call back all the 460,000 bikers and they will show up. See.
This is going to come down to a fight over how many people are awake and how many aren't. They're going to contest the election. They're going to say Trump lost. They're super pissed that I'm on air.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
You kept us on air. We did the analysis first. It's now gone mainstream. We continue to be the epicenter. And what they've said directly to us is, you continue to be the epicenter of our plans not going the way we want. And you need to stop right now. And they're very, very serious. Well, I'm not signing on with a bunch of devil worshiping child molesters. This is not going to happen. So they are moving now to destroy me. I used to say support InfoWars, rescue InfoWars, save yourself, save the world. We're in this together. Because let me tell you something. Communism's up here. InfoWars is the dam blocking it, which is all of us together supporting. And you and I are all down here with our families. My children are right here. But I need money to fight a war. And I need word of mouth. And I need prayer. And I need action. Because that dam's going to come down. Trump's told you, hell's coming.
Analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
We're back. Okay, let's get to the gigantic legal stuff here. Been writing at No More Fake News about two cases. One in Pennsylvania, where a federal judge has just ruled that the lockdowns, the containment measures of the governor, Wolf, for the virus are unconstitutional. Unconstitutional. Bang. Lawsuits had been filed, months crawling through courts, not successful. I'm assuming they appealed the plaintiffs up higher, and the federal judge has finally ruled that the containment measures are unconstitutional because they restrict freedom. Now, what's great about this ruling is that the judge is saying and writing, there is no emergency so great that you can cancel the Constitution. There is no emergency that is so great that it permits you to cancel the Constitution and the rights implied in the Constitution, which, of course, are derived from natural rights. So that was the decision. It was a major blow to the forces of evil, Judge William Stickman IV. A major blow. Of course, the governor is saying, well, of course, we're going to appeal. So this could go all the way to the Supreme Court. We'll see. The governor is trying to, oh, yes, well, we'll appeal and so on and so forth. No, it's not, oh, yes. It's, you've been smashed. Smashed. Now, it's up to the people of Pennsylvania to parlay this into a major, major victory by showing up, by going outside, by coming out into the open, by going back to work, by opening businesses, by taking off those friggin' masks, by being free as stated by the judge. You didn't need a judge to tell you that. But he did anyway. So it's up to the people of Pennsylvania, which is a divided state in terms of red and blue and so on and so forth. And what I'm hoping is, and if you have friends there or people you know, to spread the word and to encourage, get out there, open wide, gather in numbers. how can I emphasize this too strongly? I can't. Once we've got an opening, we've got to take it and make it happen and make it work. That liberty and freedom are not to be trampled. They're not to be toyed with and played with and used in some kind of perverted game. Oh, you see, the state of emergency means that we must do the following things in order to protect everybody and ensure everybody's safety, and we're looking out for you, and so you have to look out for us, and it's all one big happy family, and we're all in this together, and that is all a crock designed to enslave. It's the nice version of slavery at first. So Stickman has ruled, no good, cannot do, will never fly. This is not the way the Constitution works. Because, you see, if it did work that way, in other words, if a governor could say, well, we have a state of emergency, and so we have to do the following things. You can't go outside, you can't open your businesses, you have to go bankrupt, you have to lose your money, you have to commit suicide, you have to become an alcoholic, etc., etc. You have to wear a mask, you can't have gatherings, you can't open churches, etc., etc., etc. If a governor, in other words, a lunatic criminal, can issue states of emergency like that, then the law means nothing. We're back in the era of kings and monarchs who issue edicts, and the Constitution is destroyed. And the foundation of law in this country, as originally set up and expanded, is also shut down and destroyed. Because then it's a whim. It's a glance. It's a, let's do this. It's a, this is what we can get away with. It's a, let's enslave everybody. It's, let's cook up a fake emergency and then declare a state of emergency, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You see where that goes, because you see what's happened to not only the country, but the world on just this basis that I'm describing, where arbitrarily governments declare these states of emergency and all of the restrictive measures that flow from those states. Declaration is the word. We declare. We announce. We enforce. We rule. We issue edicts. We command. We order. We look like we share and care. We look like we're just one of you people, and oh yes, and we really love you, and so on and so forth. But we're psychos. Hi, I'm a psycho. I'm a governor. I'm ordering you to lock down because we have a germ, and you're going to obey. So I'm canceling the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and all the laws of the land and what the founders intended and what was expanded to mean freedom and liberty for everybody after centuries of struggle and blood and war. We're going to shove all that away. And instead of that, we're going to have a collective, you see. And in this collective, you're all the cheese in the middle of the sandwich, and I, the governor, am ordering you to glob together and suffer. Because I decided that there's an emergency, and I'm declaring a state of emergency. That's how this works. That's how you cancel freedom, to which the people must say no. And one avenue of recourse is legal. Yeah, I know how corrupt the system is. Yeah, I'm not naive. But we do have a foundation of law in this country and in other countries. And if you think that you can just cancel it because it doesn't matter, because it's applied so unevenly, and you would prefer living it back in the 13th century, have a go and see how you really like it. I don't think you will. What's happening here now is nothing compared to the way it was when the kings claimed they had the divine right to rule, and therefore, at their whim, they could simply make an announcement on the spur of the moment to outlaw this and say, you can't do that, and you must show up here, and you have to shut your mouth there, etc., etc., or you'll be thrown in jail or executed or whatever. No. There is this thing called basic law, and this federal judge has just affirmed that in Pennsylvania and said that no emergency confirms canceling of the Constitution. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale will also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
About another legal case that's now in progress. This is a monster in Ohio. This is quite fantastic. This should have all your support. The lawyer is Tom Renz, R-E-N-Z. On behalf of plaintiffs, he's filed a suit against Governor DeWine and the state of Ohio, again, for their declared state of emergency and all of the restrictive measures that flowed from it, the lockdowns, the closures of businesses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, in his court filing, which I've read completely, about 96 pages, you see that this is a two-pronged attack on all of the constitutional issues that I brought up in the last segment. Absolutely, yes, you bet. But also on the fact and science behind these states of emergency and the lockdowns, as in fake science, as in, is this real? As in, if you're going to declare a state of emergency, you've got to justify it. I mean, come on. This is kindergarten stuff. In court, you've got to prove that you've got reasons for declaring the state of emergency and all of the restrictive measures. So what this now gets into is the virus, the PCR test, the... are the case numbers real? Are the death numbers real? What's the CDC actually doing? What's Fauci been doing and saying? Is this really a pandemic? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All these issues of fact are now being raised in this Ohio court filing by Tom Renz and his team against Governor DeWine and the state of Ohio, saying not only are you violating the Constitution and freedom, but also we are setting out to prove that on the science and the facts, you have been misleading the public enormously, which I've been writing about in a couple hundred articles for the past 6 months, on every single scientific issue having to do with the pandemic. And chapter and verse in this court filing of Tom Renz, you see all the questions being raised about the science. Now, what does this mean? Well, for one thing, it means that upon green light from the judge in the case, and this is big, pay attention, the discovery process would begin. What is discovery? Well, from Renz's side, for example, who's filing on behalf of plaintiffs, what it means is that he can now subpoena witnesses and sit there with these witnesses under oath and question them, grill them in great detail about issues of fact and science. Again, the virus, the PCR test, the antibody test, how case numbers are really derived, how death numbers are really derived, how they're being fiddled and fixed and rigged and elevated to make it look like there is a pandemic, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of these issues in discovery are now on the table. So imagine this, for example. He deposes Fauci, Birx, Redfield, other people at the CDC. This is recorded. Transcripts are available. As the discovery process proceeds, and of course it would be lengthy, whenever he wants to, meaning lawyer Renz, he can file with a court what has just happened in discovery, which means it's public for everybody to read. Well, Dr. Fauci, on May 1st, you said the following and so forth about asymptomatic and so forth. But you see, on June 2nd, and then you reversed this thing. Then you said in July and so forth and so on. And that was another contradiction and so forth. Then you published a study saying this, so forth. So where do you actually stand? How are case numbers derived? Really? That's how case numbers derive? What did you say about masks? Let's examine this because we have 13 studies in front of us, Dr. Fauci, some of which are published in medical journals that you praise as being authoritative that say masks are useless. And I want to read to you the finding of one of these studies and then ask you some questions about detail, getting down to the nitty-gritty of the science and what has been put upon us by official experts and authorities and claimed to be science when it isn't whatsoever. All of this would be on the table during the discovery process, which would go on before a trial ever took place. And this information would be made public step by step and blow by blow and witness by witness. And then, of course, if this goes to trial, lawyer Renz will be calling his own expert witnesses to the stand and having them testify at great length. So now we would be getting into the whole question of what is an expert and what is an authority and who is official. Because, of course, the psychological operation here on the public is to make people think that there are these officials, you see, who have the last word. Well, so-and-so said that the pandemic is really not that significant, some of the, but officials warn. Yeah, well, who are these people and why are they called officials? Well, this issue would be brought up at trial as well. All of this would be laid out on the table, finally, once and for all, if this goes to trial, for the world to see. So this is a gigantic proposition that we're talking about here, this court filing in Ohio. And there is much more of this to come, which we will be reporting on here and in other places. Because it's vital and it will wake up people all over the world. Stay with us. We'll be back after the break.
You've always had a pledge from me, and it's that I'll come to you with the truth, at least as good as my human temporal truth can get. Because as the Bible says, we all see through a rose-colored, darkly kind of a foggy lens that distorts what we actually can perceive, so that everything we do is actually a fallen sin. Everything we do is actually a twisted distortion of God's will. So when I tell you I'm telling you the truth, it's the best truth this fallen creature's got. But I'll tell you, it's all I got. And when I tell you that this country and the world is under major satanic threat, you don't need me to tell you that. You can look out the window. You can look into your own family. You can turn on the news. You can see it. Plus, you've got this commitment. I do recognize the truth of God, and so do you. We're going to win this fight, but it's going to be hard. And I want to keep InfoWars in the main position to fight, and it only happens when you support, which you've been doing. So, again, I thank you. But go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy the product, spread the word, because that's how we're going to win. Again, I thank you all.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Case that I was describing in the last segment. Lawyer Tom Renz, on behalf of the plaintiffs, wants a jury trial. This is a stroke of genius. In other words, he's saying we want citizens to be sitting on the jury. And we want them to hear at length the testimony on the science and the facts, as well as on the Constitution. On the fraud, essentially, I'm saying, of this pandemic, on all sorts of scientific vectors, some of which I've been describing here on the show in the past weeks. He's saying, I want citizens to rule on this in the jury. He's saying citizens are capable of understanding this. This is not some arcane thing that only the experts can argue about in front of a judge in a quiet room, and then the judge decides. He's saying citizens can figure this out as well. And that's my experience over 35 years working as a reporter. When the explanation is clear and the details are there, you can go as complex as you want to, and people will understand if they want to understand. They're there. Their intelligence is lurking sometimes below the surface, but when they're called upon, and when they get, this is the most important thing, when they have the opportunity to become essentially investigators and researchers, and the door is open to them, all of a sudden everything changes right away, bang, 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 bang. And I'll cite as an example one that I've used here on the show before, and that was Senator Charles Key's investigation, citizen grand jury, so to speak, into the Oklahoma City bombing of 1995. He knew, and citizens in Oklahoma City and environs knew, that the whole explanation was a gigantic fraud. And so they set about to do a serious investigation, which had never been done by authorities. Chapter and verse, interviews, findings, and so on and so forth, and issued a comprehensive report that exposed this fraud. These people were quite capable, these private citizens, of engaging in this kind of investigation, just as they would be if you impaneled them as a jury and you sat them down and you said, okay, you're going to be listening to some very significant issues here, and you need to make a judgment and decide and listen to the witnesses and listen to the testimony. This is like representatives of the people will make that decision. Quite fantastic. Keep your eye on this trial in Ohio. That's all I can say in summary here. This case is major. Major, 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 major. All right. Another big story. Something bizarre is happening between Trump aides and the CDC. They're engaged in some kind of a wrestling match because Trump has appointed a few people to work at Health and Human Services, which is a cabinet post, to look into what the CDC is doing with the COVID-19 situation and how they're reporting cases and their weekly reports and so on and so forth, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And lo and behold, these people, Michael Caputo, who's making some really incredible statements, are saying that this is a den of thieves at the CDC, and the CDC, of course, is firing back, and they're in a wrestling match. It's quite fantastic. Well, my take on this, of course, which is the correct take, you can be sure of that, is that this is a grand opportunity for us, because this story is getting play every day in major media, is to educate the Trump aides on what's really happening at the CDC, about which they have little to no idea whatsoever. I'm talking about the litany of crimes of this rogue criminal agency that have been going on for decades and decades and decades, which would lead any rational person to conclude, if we couldn't trust the CDC in the 1950s and 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, how can we trust anything they say about COVID-19 now? Such as, how can we trust that their case numbers and death numbers are even, you know, even vaguely real whatsoever, or that the test is anything but fraudulent, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? This could blow up into an explosive story if these Trump aides will just sit down and think about it for a few minutes. And so, right here, right now, I'm going to present them with an example. And I've got many. And I published them before because I've been following the CDC as a reporter since 1987. And I've got a good list of their egregious crimes. So I'm going to give Trump AIDS. Listen up, you AIDS. I'm going to give you one right now, a beauty. In response to this wrestling match that you guys are engaged in with the CDC right now, one of the loyalists at the CDC and the defenders has said, they're attacking the MMWR. What is that? That is the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report, where the CDC reports on how many cases of whatever disease are occurring, how many deaths, etc., etc. This is what they've been doing for a long time, the MMWR. And one researcher said, they're attacking the MMWR, and this is the holy of holies. Medical professionals all over the world refer to the MMWR at the CDC as the greatest tool, you know, ever devised for tracking diseases and so on and so forth. The sanctum sanctorum, the holy of holies. Okay, you ready? Let me take you back to the summer of 2009 and a little thing called the swine flu. The CDC was using the MMWR to report cases of swine flu in America. How many cases? How many cases are there? And they were saying there are thousands and thousands of cases of the pandemic, and this is very serious. Very, 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 very serious. But guess what? Behind the scenes, they had actually, at the CDC, stopped counting cases at all in America. Stopped counting cases of the swine flu. And they weren't saying that in their weekly reports, the Holy of Holies. They were holding that little fact back. So on the one hand, Trump aides, get this now, they were reporting to the American people in their press releases, there are thousands of cases of swine flu in America in the summer of 2009, but secretly they had stopped counting cases. Why? Why? Somebody found out. Somebody who worked as an investigative reporter at CBS at the time, and her name was Cheryl Atkinson, and she was the star investigative reporter for CBS News. And she published an article about the why on the CBS News website. And she broke the big story, and it was a revelation. And it was quite fantastic when she described what the CDC was actually doing. And I will be back after the break to explain that to you, Trump aides. So listen up carefully.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Okay, Trump age, listen up. Summer of 2009, CDC claiming there are tens of thousands, whatever, thousands of cases of swine flu in America. But secretly, they've stopped counting altogether. Why? Cheryl Atkinson at CBS News finds out, and she publishes an article on the CBS News website. And essentially, here's what's happening. Routinely, test samples taken from most likely swine flu patients, many, are sent out to state labs for analysis. And overwhelmingly, behind the scenes, they're coming back, wait for it, with no sign of swine flu or any other kind of flu. The CDC knows this. They're not telling anybody. They're saying there are thousands of cases of swine flu in the United States, and of course, therefore, everybody has to get the vaccine, which ends up causing lots of damage around the world. Okay? So Cheryl Atkinson publishes this piece on the CBS News website. I've interviewed her. Now the next step is for this story to go boom on CBS Evening Television News and affiliates of CBS Television News all around the country and therefore all around the world. Now it really blows up. But now, suddenly, at CBS, even after they've okayed her article that they published, they shut the whole thing down. Done, finished, no more investigation, no more anything. No. Okay? And Trump aides, listen up about the power of the CDC. No major news outlet anywhere in the world picks up on Atkinson's story and runs with it deeper into the rabbit hole. Blackout. So when I interviewed Atkinson and I said, you know, what happened? She said, well, almost no test samples from the most likely swine flu patients in the U.S. that were sent out to labs for analysis were coming back with signs of swine flu virus or any other kind of flu whatsoever. That was the CDC's secret. Yet, they were still telling the public that there were thousands of cases of swine flu in America, and it was a very serious pandemic. It wasn't. It was a hoax. Plain and simple. As hard, perhaps, as it is for you to believe that, that's the truth. Verified. Nailed down. Okay? Not the end of the story, because about 3 weeks or so after Atkinson's piece was published on the CBS News website, WebMD published an article, which I've cited and linked up on and so forth. The CDC, now sort of retrospectively looking back on the swine flu pandemic, is saying that at its peak, they estimate there were, wait for it, 22 million cases of swine flu in America. In other words, the CDC, having been caught in one gigantic lie, decide the only strategy is to double down and tell a far larger lie, which they do. Now, you Trump aides, you're there wrestling now with the CDC, looking at this rogue criminal agency that has existed for decades and decades in America. You want to find where all the bodies are buried. I just gave you one. It's a gigantic, gigantic scandal. Goes back to 2009. It's not the only one. There are many more. Many more. For example, as you're recovering from the one I just gave you, look up how much the CDC spends every year buying vaccines. The dollar figure is enormous. Now consider this. The CDC is also tasked with doing studies to test the safety and efficacy of these vaccines. Do you see the conflict of interest there? Hey, what? Do you believe that the CDC would ever announce that a vaccine which they have purchased in quantity is ineffective and dangerous under any conditions whatsoever? And yet, this agency is allowed to run free and both buy gigantic amounts of vaccine and decide on issues doing studies for safety and efficacy of vaccines. This is a scandal that reaches the sky. If you can see it, if you can just turn off the radio stations in your mind and focus, you'll get the picture. This is an ongoing crime. This is institutionalized and intrinsic to the CDC that they have this ongoing conflict of interest. So, in the summer of 2014, and Trump aides, listen up again, a longtime CDC researcher named William Thompson confessed publicly on his whistleblower attorney Rick Morgan's website, Rick Morgan being a whistleblower lawyer out of Cincinnati, William Thompson, longtime researcher for the CDC, confessed that 10 years earlier, he and his high-level colleagues at the CDC, who co-authored a study on the MMR vaccine, committed gross fraud. Confessed. That's a felony. What did they do? They hid data, actually destroyed data, indicating that in very young African-American boys, the MMR vaccine was associated with a higher risk of autism. Boom, bang, bang. Thompson confessed to this. Long time researcher at the CDC. Media covered the story because they had to. And here's how they covered it. They pretended that it was no scandal. But, of course, it was. Thompson went on to say that he would not speak with the press, but he would cooperate with Congress if a hearing were convened. For years afterwards, Congressman Posey tried to put together a hearing in Congress at which longtime CDC researcher William Thompson would testify under oath, but for some reason was never able to put that hearing together. Thompson was quietly transferred by the CDC to another division where he, as far as I know, is still working. Did work for a long time after that, for sure. There's another scandal for you boys, Trump aides. Get down to it. You've got a media story that is big right now. You're wrestling with the CDC over COVID fraud. You're in the trenches. You don't know exactly where to go. I'm giving it to you on a silver platter. Scandal after scandal, crime after crime, at a publicly funded taxpayer agency, the CDC. That's where you go into these crimes, and you make them public in a major, detailed way. That's what's happening. See you next time. John Ruffin.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.